Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016. With me today, I have Kelly Goumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad we were all able to finally pull it together and make a show start. Speaking of pulling it together, John Martellaro, how are you?
Hey, I'm here, ready to start.
Awesome, and I'm really glad that you're here. I'm glad both of you are here. All right, so as long as we're here, how about if we start off with Apple's new emoji? And so here's what I'm talking about. In iOS 10 developer beta 4, and I believe public beta 3, you will see different emoji. So they've been kind of cleaned up and refined and look a little bit better, I think, overall. But there's some changes. First off, there's the rainbow pride flag, which I thought was a very nice gesture for Apple to include that.
Yes.
There are also new emoji that show women doing things that historically emoji have shown only men doing. So there's women scientists, there are women athletes, and then there are some additional depictions of family groups. And so it's a lot more inclusive. What's not included, though, is the handgun. That's gone, and it's been replaced with a little green squirt gun. And it's to me, it's like Apple making just kind of a subtle little comment about their stance on gun violence and maybe gun control as well. And I'm okay with this change. I'm curious, what do you guys think about this?
I'm half okay with it, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I like that they changed it. I will freely admit I'm a little disappointed. It's not some sort of, you know,
Marvin the Martian's ray gun.
Yes, I really would like for it to be a little pew-pew ray gun. The thing, aside from that, though, like, I'm for the change of having it not look quite so realistic as any of them really look. But the problem is, I don't know that that's going to get adopted everywhere. So if you ever go look anything up at Emojipedia, you can see what the Unicode icon for different things is. And then you can see what they look like in all these places, like Apple, Emojipedia has one, Google has one. Like, I looked up...
Microsoft has their own versions.
Right. I looked up taco because I know there's a taco emoji. So there's an Apple one, Emojipedia, Google, Microsoft, Samsung, LG, Twitter, Emoji One, whatever that is, and Emoji Dex, and they're all different. Mm-hmm. And what I'm worried about is, oh my gosh, it's so hot today, and I send someone the squirt gun, and what they get on their end is not a squirt gun at all, and now they think they're being threatened. So, that's the only reason I'm concerned about this, is because I'm not sure who else is going to take up the update to the gun emoji.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, me neither. Good point, Kelly. So only Apple to Apple does it carry through, but if it goes to somebody else with a different system, it'll look up the Unicode and it'll call out the local version.
Right. Also, if you are running iOS 10, and so I'm jumping ahead to when the official release comes out, so everyone can install iOS 10, except for people that can't, which in some cases will be people that, for whatever reason, decide they're not going to update to iOS 10, and in some cases, it will be because they're running devices that can't run iOS 10.
So right, the lowest level of, like, iPhone 5 or something is going to be the one that's stuck at 9.
Right. So let's say that that I send the squirt gun emoji from my iPhone 6S running iOS 10 to one of my friends who is running an iPhone 5 with iOS 9. They're going to see the pistol. And
the one we have now.
Yeah. And that's not a bug. That's just the way emoji works, because you mm-hmm. have the standard code for each emoji. Mm-hmm. And then, like John said, the various platforms in display their corresponding emoji for that code.
Right.
So, all right. So we do have to keep that in mind when we're sending squirt guns to people. Mm-hmm. And all right. So that's a good point. But overall, do you have any issues with Apple deciding they're just going to change that emoji?
I don't. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think that emojis were developed in a past era when people just threw stuff in there. But nowadays, people are using emojis a lot to express their emotions.
Hence emoji.
Visibly. And, pardon me?
Yeah, hence the emote part in emoji.
Exactly. And so when you're expressing your emotions, as people do a lot more now than they used to with emojis, a gun really does no role or shouldn't have any role in that. It's too big an opportunity for people to do mischief.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have heard that there are people that are upset that Apple is removing the pistol as opposed to leaving the pistol and adding a squirt gun. And they feel that they are being marginalized while other groups are being pulled into and accepted in the emoji world.
So they're fighting for their right to arm, they're fighting for the right to arm bearers, right?
They're mad that somebody came for their guns is where we're at, I think, with this.
Yeah.
The only reason I see their point is because, like I said, I may be sending a squirt gun and that may not be what you receive. That's the only reason I'm concerned about it. It has nothing to do with short sleeves or anything else.
Yeah, that is a really good point, Kelly.
So that's the only thing that concerns me about it. My bigger question about these new added emoji is why there is no bacon emoji.
Seriously, there's no bacon emoji?
Because, you know, we get very emotional about bacon. So, good question, Kelly.
Okay, I went to the original Pancake House this last weekend over my anniversary. We went out for breakfast. And if you have a Pancake House in your area, the first one was here in Portland, Oregon. So we actually went to the original Pancake House. And they served bacon there that was so delicious. I'm going to get emotional if I continue to relate to you how amazing this bacon was. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I get emotional about bacon.
Thick cut and peppered.
Thick slice, lightly peppered, not burned, but nice and crisp where it needed to be. Oh, yeah.
I like bacon so crisp you can snap it in two with your fingers.
It was a delight, and there isn't any from Apple. There are others, like Google has it, Microsoft has it, Twitter has it. There is no Apple bacon emoji. What's going on, people?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's for iOS 11.
Maybe it's for beta 5.
Or beta 5, sure.
Which is why I stick to the Star Trek movie rule of betas. Don't bother with the first couple, and after that, you only care about the even-numbered ones.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to the day when we get our Wrath of Khan of iOS.
Why is there no Khan face emoji?
That's a really good question. All right, so Kelly, I just sent you an experiment.
Yes, you did.
And since you're not running iOS 10, what you should see is a pistol with a big drop of water coming out of the end.
It's a drop of water and then a gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that will be my workaround for people who who don't have iOS 10 installed. I'll send them what to me looks like the raindrop with the squirt gun beside it. And what they'll see is a pistol with water coming out of the end.
And here was the other thing that I thought was interesting about these is the way that the others, part of what got me thinking about this was, Jeff, you were using text messaging me this morning as a test for what the emojis look like if you have 10 and someone else has 9. And so what I was receiving, I sent you the picture. Mm-hmm. What I was receiving was like the weightlifting guy with a female symbol after it and the guy running with a female symbol after it, because you had sent me the female weightlifter and the female jogger. And I liked that they were making an attempt to sort of make that gracefully fail. And I wish that there was a way that they could do the same thing with the gun.
Yeah,
maybe they just haven't gotten that far yet, but I would really like if that were a thing. So,
well, there's always beta 5.
Exactly.
All right. So, so my take on this is that this is a good thing. It's not going to change the issues that we have in the United States with gun violence and mass shootings, but everything that we can do to raise awareness and mm-hmm. make sure that guns are in the hands of people that where it's appropriate and in the hands of people who are using them safely and responsibly, as opposed to running around and firing off bullets willy nilly. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree.
Me too.
What Jeff said.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
Okay. Well, then as long as we're in agreement there, we might as well move on to Instagram stories or Snapchat. It's so hard to tell them apart. And the quick backstory for this is that Snapchat, which is one of the photo-based social networking services that's out there, they have a feature called Snapchat Stories. And that feature lets you string together photos and videos that are available to your friends, and then after 24 hours they just disappear from your Snapchat feed. Mm-hmm. and you can replace the word Snapchat now with Instagram and call it Instagram Stories, and there you go, because Instagram just got an update that adds the exact same feature. And I'm seeing some people complaining, saying, oh, I can't believe this. They just totally ripped off Snapchat. And other people saying, wow, they actually did this better than Snapchat. This is cool. And I'm curious, what do you think? Is this good? Is this bad?
See,
go ahead, Kelly.
I'm kind of cranky about this only because I don't like that Instagram keeps messing with stuff. And the reason I don't like it is because they don't give me the option to disable it or turn it off or turn it back. So that's what I find sort of frustrating, is that chronological order. It used to be that when you opened up Instagram, you would see the most recent picture that anyone in your feed had posted. And the mm-hmm. one below that would be the one that was posted right before that one and before that one and before that one. And you could tell, you had like some idea, you know, where you left off. Like, yeah, I've seen these few pictures before, and then, you know, you could sort of mark your place and you would know and you'd be caught up on Instagram. And I really liked the novelty of that, because Twitter for me has become stick my head in when I do. I have to let go everything before that moment, get a look around, do what I'm doing when I'm hanging out on Twitter, and then leave again and just have to let all of that go. It's, you know, stick your head into the fire hose for as long as you can, and then you take it out again, and there's no before that and there's no after that. And I really liked about Instagram that I had the opportunity to keep it current. I could read everything. Mm-hmm. And now they've screwed that up, because it's not chronological anymore. I don't know why. I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what makes it better. There's no option anywhere that allows me to disable that feature. Which they're calling a feature and I'm calling a bug, and I've written right. them about it. Like, my Instagram. Yeah,
you can hear Nightshade's really upset about it too.
As Nightshade should be, because the cats of Instagram are super up in arms about this. And so for me, this feels like another thing that Facebook is doing, because Facebook owns Instagram. This feels like another thing Facebook is doing to take people away from platforms that are not Facebook's platforms, because Facebook wants you to stay on Facebook so that they get all your data, because data mining is where they make their money. Because remember, Instagram is free and Facebook is free. And if you are not paying, you are not the customer.
You are the product. And exactly. And sure, of course, Facebook is using Instagram stories as a way to potentially draw new users into their platforms and to keep the users they have from leaving and going over to Snapchat or whatever other service happens to be out there at the time.
Whatever is not Facebook.
Yeah. And Facebook, yeah. I can get that because the bottom line is this is business. And if they're not making money, their services aren't going to be there. But on the other hand, you're right. We are the product in this case. And I'm with you. Not having the ability to switch back to a chronological view in Instagram is a problem for me. Once it became what I call the random list, going through Instagram became less relevant for me because I'm seeing stuff out of order, and I do have a lot of friends that post a series of photos in a row that are sort of like a little story, which now they can do that with Instagram stories. But if they're posting something that they want to have remain, which won't with Instagram stories, and the images end up out of order, then you've lost the context and you're probably not even seeing all of them. And I'm not pleased with that. As far as adding Instagram stories, I'm okay with that. I'm going to play with it this evening and see what I think. This is Wednesday. So every Wednesday in Boulder on the Pearl Street Mall, there's a free band that plays. And so you get a fun concert and there's food carts and there's a beer tent and all that. And that will be a perfect opportunity for me to try out Instagram stories. So check out my Instagram feed tonight and see what you think.
Cool.
Yeah, but I'm sure Snapchat isn't happy about this.
I think it's one of those features when you don't pay for something, you don't have any rights. Right? People tinker with things because they're free and it's their agenda, not yours. And so you're not a paying customer. So you have to just take what they give you.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. And of course, you are not beholden to any social network service. So if you don't like the features and if you just don't like it for whatever reason, you can leave. That's okay.
Yeah. I know lots of people who've left Facebook. I know I spend way less time on Instagram than I used to because I know I'm not going to see everything. I don't know how to get it to show me everything because even Facebook brought back the chronological feed, even though it treats you like you're doing something wrong when you use most recent instead of top stories, it still allows you to do it. So I wish that they would bring that to Instagram as well. And innovation is great. I really like that they're trying to do something that obviously people like, and I'm happy that all of those things are working as they should. You know, like, I'm not saying nobody should ever innovate. I'm not saying nobody should ever do something that someone else has already done. I just wish that some of it went a little differently for the most part.
I have a feeling that somebody's sitting there looking at the computer metrics and they have all these numbers and they say, well, if we tweak this way, we'll do better. And so you make the tweak, and then you upset a lot of people who were accustomed to using it a certain way. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yep, and of course they'll keep messing with algorithms and interfaces, even down to various shades of colors for buttons and other interface elements, while they refine their whole system. And I see Instagram stories as just another part of that refinement, and if you're upset about Instagram stealing stories, don't forget that Snapchat stole Instagram's photo storage feature, and Facebook has copied all kinds of stuff, and Twitter has copied all kinds of stuff. So, you know, it's not like this is an isolated thing that's happening.
Right. This is a thing that happens. If somebody has an idea and they take a crack at it, I mean, everyone does that. Microsoft has taken other people's ideas and refined them and released them. Apple has taken other people's ideas and refined them and released them. You know, just because they do it maybe in certain cases because something happens and it's an order of magnitude better than before you know, Facebook took MySpace and just made it college kids. And that's how it started, you know, and everybody, once it became public, everybody said, why would I want a page on Facebook? I have a page on MySpace. That's actually a thing that people actually said. So keep that in mind. Times. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're out of time, so we're going to have to wrap up.
Okay.
I know. Kelly, thank you for being here today.
Of course, it was my pleasure.
And John, thank you for being here as well.
You're very welcome.
And listeners, thank you for being here. It's always great to have you here every single day. I just love that we all hang out together. And hey, I'll be back tomorrow. So see everyone then.